and linebacker Elandon Roberts had two workouts with the Texans and the Steelers. One lined up with the Cardinals, so there you go, Lambrito. Might be in an addition right there. Played a lot of special teams. You can't have enough of those guys.
No, I don't know. I think the Steelers are going defensive line first, and then they'll address probably cornerback, safety, and maybe another outside linebacker. I don't think the Steelers, hell, they may not draft an offensive player. Maybe a late round guard or something.
You know what?
I'm telling you, this draft is going to be all defense all the time. It better be.
Well, I was going to say, Robert, I wouldn't.
I mean,
there's
Robert
no,
knows
yeah.
what's good for him. It better be.
Yeah.
You know, Brandon Boykin, I can't believe he signed for in Carolina. I mean, the Steelers totally mismanaged him last year. Tomlin just totally mismanaged that guy.
Mm-hmm. I've said this before. I think if a guy like, you know, Square Jaw, somebody like that.
Oh, yeah, Tony, my walk-up music is keep on rocking in the free world, bro. I will never be silenced. Ever. I'll pop up somewhere. I'll pop up on like the whole Paul Maxwell show and flush an industrial-sized toilet. You'll never get rid of me.
Hey, dude, freaking Neil Young, man.
There's a warning sign on the road ahead. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like Satan, but I am the lamb. So I try to forget any way I can. Keep on rocking the free.
Exit 9!
Radio Free Lover!
Exit 9!
No, Paulie, if you're talking baseball tonight, I do, that worries me about Jeep Jr. That really does. I got that text last night that he's been in a wreck. I mean, that ain't the first time Jeep Jr.'s wrecked.
No, it's not.
I mean, I wish that kid'd be more careful. I mean, I pray he's not hurt bad. But that damn kid needs, it sounds like he may have a left foot.
Yeah.
I wish Chica would call in, let us know. Know he's okay.
If you hear anything, I just sent him a text. Let us know. Let the common fan know about Jeep Jr. And
that'll never go to school. Never get to falling, but never get to be cool. Bow, bow, bow. Oh, what a great tune, Pony. I saw Pearl Jam play that down in 92 at the Murphys Center in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. The old, whatchamacallit down there. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
Yep, 25 years ago today, Alan Jackson won his first ACM award. So let me ask you, you're a Buccos fan. And I respect you for even after my Cubbies knocked the Buccos out last year. You said it before the game. You said, hey, even if you know, if the Cubs even lift their leg and just whiz all over the city of Pittsburgh, I will still root for the Cubs before I would the Cardinals in the postseason. And I always,
right.
Yeah, that'll always, I always remember that. I don't know, Dirty George, what he'll do with his walking stick the next time he sees you.
I might not want to step in the Kenjo over there off Merchant.
No, Broadway. Lower Broadway.
What was it he's mad about they didn't have? Was it? Wasn't Twinkies? I mean, was it some kind of
Little
cake
Debbie.
They didn't have?
Little Debbie cakes.
Like the little Swiss rolls or something?
Yeah, yeah, it was all the Little Debbie brand stuff. Apparently Dirty George, Kenjo Markets pulled them out of all of their stores. He made that store bring it back.
Oh. Well, you talk about walking in and just ruining your day. Just think if he's walked into that store every day for 5 years and those Swiss rolls have been there. And that morning they weren't. And he looked through them with those little glasses with that cane in his hand. So yeah. The opposite for old T-Bonds, huh? 1180.
Yep. Tomorrow is the day. I was curious. I guess Briny Boy will.
Let's just talk frankly here. Briny Boy was treated pretty poorly over there. I mean, let's just call it like it is. Some of the stories I heard, Brian Hartman was treated pretty poorly
Briny
over
Boy's,
there.
Briny
the
Boy is all good.
Of that regime.
Yes.
Now, Clowney, is that true or is that not true?
All right, gotta go to break.
Is that not true?
Gotta go to break.
Hey, yeah, but
comfortable working the board.
Yeah, but hey, hey, listen, like Bob Seger, dude, turn the freaking page.
I don't forgive, you know me, Clowney. I don't forgive him for
turn the page, dude.
You know me, Clowney. I don't forgive and forget so easy.
All right, let me just say this.
I'm just trying to put them on probation. I'm not signing off on it.
All right, let me do this. Last year I brought it up, and I thought we could really do this as a neutral zone group. We need to do a neutral zone. We need to hit, like, Thirsty Thursday, like a Thursday night, and hit Smokey's Park for a home game. I'm thinking TR, Jeeker, Lambrito, Rojette.
We need to get Fazolio out west, that Castle Pine off North Shore. Get him over.
Yeah, that's what I told him earlier. That's what I told him. That went over by Cassie's.
Good night. He's got to play to a more sophisticated audience. I mean, he needs to get out and get off Broadway and get over on North Shore and play at Castle Pine next to Cassie's. It'd be a much better environment. They got a little courtyard up there. Hell, you can't sit outside or on Broadway. You'll get shot. Or run over. Somebody will plow through the wrought iron fence and run over you.
All right now.
I drive every day over there.
You are one crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Clowney. I love the neutral zone. I hope it doesn't go away,
bro. Hey, bro. Keep on rocking in the free world. Clear. Bending the cores right here. Hey, clone. Got me a couple of 24-ounce. Can't wait for some Bachil and Beanstar.
back in 1180. Oh yeah.
Go home, yeah, to my place. Watching every move on her face. She said, look,
you're not a Vol fan. I kicked her out of my house.
Hey, I said, slow, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love.
All right, so we've been giving you a few of our baseball kind of bold, somewhat bold predictions. Call me a... All right, I get ragged for being a Cubs sheep, all right? You know, I've yet to give you a bold prediction involving my Cubs. The boldest that bold could be, you know what I would want to come on here and predict. I'm close to calling it. I don't know if I can. Arch Madness. That's right, Arch Madness just had to remind me. Happy anniversary, 1 year anniversary. 1 year ago today, we hired Rick Barnes instead of Will Wade. All right, so I got a good one here that I need to let you guys hear as we get ready for a quick Brock. All right, let's see here. Turn this down. Bring this up. You just don't get this on a lot of shows. But let's see if we can get it.
Was Rolling Rock, though, so I feel like I can play the field. I ain't like Cattleman, your boy Cattle Fraud, Natty Light, Cattle Natty Fraud Light, man.
Yes! The crazy thing is my boy TR, you know he's got a stovepipe in one hand, or maybe he's got it in his lap. He's driving, he's playing the jams, and he's got that cell phone. I mean, how many hands does that guy have? Maybe he's got a selfie stick or something. Oh, we can't have any of that to you. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, TR is just crazy. My boy TR hasn't popped back in, but we do need to do it. Let's get a break, and then I'm going to come back with some more predictions. Okay, I told you Mark Reynolds might hit. I'm not kidding. I'm going to go ahead and call it. I say he hits 40 bombs this year in Colorado. He strikes out a record amount in a points league he could be serviceable, certainly. Anyone with 40 bombs, they could strike out 300 times and be serviceable in points. I think he plays for a contract and he has his best year ever. There's your crazy, just way out there, bold prediction. Here's you my first Cubs, and I'm going to say perhaps maybe my only one. I'm going to say all the hype, Jake Arrieta is obviously your ace of the staff. John Lester, arguably one of the best number twos you could have on a staff. The guy that no one is talking about. I will own him in at least, well, I'm in four leagues now. So one too many, two too many probably, perhaps. Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. I think he breaks out. I don't think you're seeing a 200 strikeout guy, but I think with that lineup, improved bullpen, things in the place, I think he could win I think he could win 16, 17 games and could have, he's a ground ball pitcher. That's good when you are pitching in a crazy weather atmosphere like that where the ball could be jumping out. With the wind blowing out, I think he's the type of guy that could. I think his K through 9 ratio has improved 3 years running, counting his final year in AAA. I think Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. I think he might be a top 30 overall pitcher this year across the board. That's a crazy bold prediction from me. We will get to more certainly. I think the rookies, there's tons of rookies that are coming up. I think Jose Berrios might be the rookie of the year in the American League just based off of, there's not a lot of pitchers as rookies that can come up and make that impact. Miguel Sano, really doesn't qualify as a rookie because he came up last year. He'll be a major impact third baseman. Will DH some as well, for the Minnesota Twins. A scary little team there in Minnesota. But I told you already, Carrasco and, Chris Archer, I'm gonna go out on a limb. Maybe that's not like a thin branch or anything like that. Not a stretch or a reach. But I think Chris Archer wins the American League Cy Young. I think he puts it all together. He was two-thirds of the year last year. He was in that running, in that conversation. There's a guy right there. I would definitely go after him in drafts or in trades if I could. Let's do this. So let's get a quick break, and then we'll come back. I've got some phone lines. I promise you I'll make this a quick one.
That's what she said.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1-hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned. And we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The Kings of Moving and Storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing.
You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the Clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and 4-packs and 6-packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the six string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Powell Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over in a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Powell Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Powell Station, be there.
Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri to the sashimi to the maki or just tamaki, Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also, your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic, and they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
That'll never get old right there until they take that next step, get to the World Series. All right. So, bold predictions. Let's see. The Panda, will not get his job back in Boston. I'd say he gets dealt. $17 million a year after eating another grounds crewman. I think he'll put on another 200 pounds. And, yeah, it was just going back and forth with Arch Madness there. I love Byron Buxton's future, but I'm not sure he'll take off this year. I could be wrong there. But that Twins organization is just a lot of young talent there. Sano is going to be a monster. But again, I gave you two sleepers early on in the show in the AL. I won't say they're really sleepers, but I don't think they're in anyone's top five, probably even top 7 to 10. If you're thinking,
four-run lead get away from you, that's a feel-good win when you manage to come back and win this one. Because it would have been a kick in the gut to lose it.
And off Craig Kimbrell. as well, as he was only able to record one out here in the 11th inning.
And they had that left side of the infield stacked, but not stacked enough. They needed one more body over there. Castro hits it hard.
Castro moving on to help the Yankees and really solidify their middle infield. As you wish him the best. I'm not a Yankee fan, but you know, hey, the guy improved under Joe Maddon, and you know what? He showed up to work. Didn't like moving off that shortstop, but I think the kid has grown up a lot, and hopefully he'll have a good career there with New York, and hopefully the Cubs. Well, I know the Cubs will be better off in their middle infield with what they brought in. And Addison Russell is going to be a star in this league. But, again, the two pitchers in the American League that I talked about.
Popped him up. Shallow right. Castro is not going to die. Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win!
Ah, oh, never gets old. Carlos Carrasco is the other guy. I think he will finish as a top five pitcher. In all of baseball. I think he's got electric stuff. And I'll go ahead and say now, I don't think Jake Arrieta has just the way the ball bounces sometimes. I think he's going to be solid, but I would not expect him to finish top five. I think most people coming into the season would figure a no-brainer in Kershaw, Scherzer. They would, certainly an Arrieta. Price is always up in that mix. I think Sell needs to be in that mix. He's now got more offense. Their question's still going to be closing out games. So that's kind of where I'm at. But again, that Indians roster has been upgraded offensively. When you look at the pitching, though, if Kluber's anywhere near 14, and then you bring in. But you're getting a guy in Carrasco who is coming into his prime, and like I said, he could be lights out top five pitcher. I'll say he will be. If I miss and he hits a double off the wall and finishes seven or eighth, so be it. You can roast me. I'm looking at it. I'll make another prediction. I think Corbin. I just don't have a feeling, a good feeling for Zach Greinke. You leave that ballpark, and then you go to a ballpark that third most in the third most Toronto, Colorado, and Arizona in the way the ball flies out of there. Actually, you got to include Baltimore there with the Orioles Park. I would not want to be a pitcher there in that ballpark. So. With that being said, let's go ahead and get back to the phones, and I'll throw some more predictions out. Some bold ones, some not-so-bold ones. Who we got?
Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Dodger fan?
Yeah, Cubbies. Yeah, I remember 69, that collapse in 69, your Cubbies.
Yeah.
Bo Colonio, you was just a twinkle in Ironhead's eyes in the time.
Yeah,
those 69 Cubbies, Ernie Banks and the boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Ron Santo.
Yes.
John Kessinger. Glenn Beckert. John Callison.
Yep, little before my time, but.
Who else is on that team?
But I'll tell you
Billy Williams. Billy Williams.
I'll tell you what, TR. Fergie Jenkins. I think now, and I'll have to pull this up.
Oh,
but,
yeah, definitely Ferguson Jenkins and Kenny Holtzman.
Yeah, Santo was probably their big bat. Obviously, as far as home runs, but I just pulled it up here. Banks, obviously. Yeah, you know what, T. It's been a long time, man. Long time coming, but like I said, it may not happen this year, but at least I know the Cubbies are back, and they're gonna be tough to deal with for a good, in this day and age, it's hard to have that many good young guys, with controllable contracts the way they do. And they've got guys locked up for six and seven years.
Yeah, I hope you're talking about them come late August, Bo Colonio. I hope it's still wide a big possibility for your Cubbies.
Oh, I think we should be, and you know, we'll see. Your boys, the Dodgers there, not, you know, losing Zach Greinke certainly hurts. I think offensively you guys are going to be absolutely fine. You've got two guys in the minor league system, that are right there on the cusp of being up at the show, and you might see them this year with some injuries to your pitching staff. Julio Urias is arguably one of the top two or three, depending on who you look at, pitching prospects. Strong lefty.
Hey, Tony, let me step on your toes here a little bit. I don't even know who we replaced Donnie Softball with. I just forgot. Refresh my memory.
Say again, T. I'm sorry.
Donnie Softball, who did my Dodgers replace him with? Refresh my memory.
I think it's, is it Perez? Yeah, I think it's Perez. I'll start worrying about that when they start managing games.
All right. Is Jetty on hold?
No, I got one blinking here. But I don't know. I'm not screening calls. I don't know. It's just live action. But you know what? I don't, like I said, I don't draft MLB managers. They're not on our, not on the, I don't keep up with 40-man rosters.
Hey, does fantasy baseball, can you like take teams from, both leagues? Is it like
that? Yeah, you drafted each position. So it's, TR, there's some really competitive leagues that they do AL only and NL only. So you can only take players, and the entire league is made up of that. Now, one thing I would say is if you were doing, like, say, an 8-team or a 10-team, then it would make sense to do a specific league only. But, you know, I'm in some leagues, like with Beano, we're in some leagues that, you know, like 14 teams, and, man, we're using both leagues. We're using the grounds crew, and we're not using managers and pitching coaches. But if we were, I'd say just a hunch that Beano, since he kind of looks like Don Zimmer, I would think Beano would have Zim on his roster.
Yeah, he's sort of got a little Popeye in him, and now that you mentioned young.
Nah, just
Papa.
Kidding. I love Beano. I'm looking at your, I'll tell you what, T, your Dodgers, you know, Yasiel Puig, I think under the new management, everything you're hearing is that, here's the thing, Donnie Softball, and he's already started this in Miami, down at South Beach. He's really against, like, you know, facial hair, hat. Everything has to be, you know, to a T. And I don't think that flies with a lot of players nowadays. I think they kind of want to be able to do their thing. Him and Andre Ethier went, you know, they went neck and neck. I mean, they were always at each other's throat. Yasiel Puig, I think that was the same with him. He had the young kid there in center field, Jock Peterson, who swings for the fence every time. He was trying to get him to shorten his swing a little bit. Now you look at your Dodgers and you look, okay, you lose a Cy Young caliber pitcher in Greinke. You bring in the Korean pitcher Kenta Maeda. You got Scott Kazmir, who has injury issues, Alex Wood and his crazy delivery. So Henry Ryu, he'll be back probably by mid-May. But all that aside, Your lineup is still your lineup. I mean, anytime you can plug Chase Utley in as a backup second baseman, you got Jacob Turner as a backup shortstop and plays third base, Howie Kendrick. You are loaded with a really nice lineup. As long as Grandel, your catcher, stays healthy. You can't have any injuries, though, with your pitching staff. That is a team, TR. Your team is always going to spend money, and I guarantee you they're already looking for that next pitcher. Could it be a Julio Urias? Yeah. I mean,
speaking
they could
of,
be.
Uh, Speaking of loaded, you got any Judas Priest there?
Oh, man.
You got any Judas Priest, like, say,
We always got
started Sinner. It's off one of their early albums. Sinner, like, it's off Rock-a-Rolla.
All right.
I believe it is.
What was the name? Sinner?
Sinner, yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, it's like one of their, like when they just first starting to get some traction, man.
Sentinella?
Huh?
Well, I'm pulling it up here on the music. I'm not coming up with anything on that, T. Let's see. Give me another one there. Fire away. Throw another one at me. How about some Electric Eye?
Yeah, that'll work.
We'll jam to some Judas Priest off the Hellion Electric Eye. How about some Live 82, 1982, the year of the World's Fair stopped in Knox, Vegas, baby. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Have you got an update on Jeek Jr.?
I haven't heard back yet. Hopefully we'll get one. Check my messages here. I don't have one yet. Yeah. T, we had a 1 year anniversary today from when Rick Barnes was hired. I'm glad that wasn't brought up when Lammy called in, because he just can't let the Big Gulp. It was good to hear Big Gulp though on Basilio earlier in the week.
Yeah, it was good to hear him, but I didn't like his parting thoughts on the Final Four.
I didn't either.
He likes North Carolina brand. He's a Tar Heel. Like a boot-licking Tar Heel fan.
Yeah, I didn't care for that parting shot.
What's his name out there at Blevins up there at Bearden? Took him a new job down there in Huntsville, Alabama. The boot-licking Tar Heel fan. Blevins.
Mark Blevins, yeah. Yeah, what was his deal over at the UT game? Because I heard he would always, you know, he just kind of rub people the wrong way.
He was just sitting there like he was at a freaking, social gathering, not Tennessee and Kentucky basketball.
That's right.
It was, I don't know. But anyway, more power to him, man. I hope North Carolina gets beat, man. I do too. I hope Syracuse gets up in their freaking grill Saturday night and Roy has a meltdown over there.
Oh, I do too.
You reckon Jerry Green's out there in Houston? You reckon he's out there at the coaches' convention? All the former coaches come out there also, possibly the North Carolina family tree. I mean, Jed, he's one of just a third cousin.
Yeah.
He'll be hanging out with the Tar Heel faithful.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, I tell you, T, so Blevins, I saw him at a UT game one time. He told somebody to like that they needed to sit down when and that not to cheer during Tennessee, like when Tennessee called a timeout, that they didn't need to get up and sing Rocky Top. And I was like, what the heck, dude?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
TR, what are you drinking tonight?
I grabbed, in honor of Lambrico, I grabbed a 24-ounce Miller Lite can. Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
In honor of Lammy Love. You reckon Lammy will be watching the regular season NBA game Saturday night or the Final Four? What do you reckon? Him and Jarvis will be watching the freaking NBA, regular season NBA jockeying for fifth or sixth seed in the upcoming playoff.
Breaking down which way the ping pong ball is going to bounce.
Who you want Saturday? Who you going to try?
I'm pulling in this order, T. I want Oklahoma. I want.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I listen. I'm a Buddy Hield sheep, man. I love the way that guy plays. I love it inside, outside. I think his defense is underrated. I love how he can create and shoot the mid-range shot.
Come on. Rob Halford in the house. It's the Pharrell Show. We're going to go live here.
See you next time. Until then, this is Victim of Changes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Woo. That's setting some strings on fire right there, Brider.
Yeah.
Hey, don't get any better than this right here. Cruising.
Oh, you got that right.
Cruising to this. Got you a cold Miller Lite. Man up, Broder. So you think Jarvie and Lambrito will man up Saturday night, or you think they'll drink them some Bartles and James and watch the NBA?
Oh, man. They like the pro, man. They like the pro game across the board. I mean, they're just pro first. Pro first. College takes a back seat in their world.
Yeah, what up, dude? Yeah, I mean, you got presidential candidate year, you got pro choice, and you got pro first, dude. What up, dude?
I'd say that Oklahoma Nova game will be
that'll be a great
really
game.
Great game. It should be a great confrontation, and hopefully Syracuse will come out and just hit and freaking North Carolina's jock strap from the get go.
Hey, the one thing that they will force North Carolina to do that no other team yet has been able to do, and I really believe this. I don't know that Syracuse has got enough shooters and guys that can create, but I'll tell you this right now: they're gonna force North Carolina. North Carolina is gonna have to make contested jump shots. They're not gonna throw it into Bryce Johnson and just that zone the way they play. Their hands are active. I can't stand anything about Syracuse, and they should really should not be here. But they're playing with house money right now, and I'll tell you, man, that zone, it is one of the craziest things to prepare for.
I say this, Syracuse has given us the Tennessee Vols. They have given us a home and home before. I believe Buzz, speaking of the family, North Carolina family tree, they play in fact, Fuzzy Boy was coaching. I believe Rod Slay, he got hurt. He blew a knee out in that game, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Damn.
Yeah. T, I'm gonna leave it rolling with some Judas Priest, man, until we bump out of here, man. But I hey, be safe, man. Enjoy your Miller Lights, and when you pop one on Saturday night, when you pop a 24 ounce, just think about Lambrito drinking one of those Bartles and James watching the NBA.
Yeah, man. you have a good Thursday night, too, and I hope Geek Jr.'s getting stronger and back to his old self as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, T-Man. Thank you, Trotter. See you, man. Ah, man, listen to that. They ain't no dropping no doggone pick there, Jimmy. Let's roll it back here. 254-02. Hey, who we got right here? Following TR, the legend.
Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Carl?
What's up, man? Jarvie, you should have... Hey, if you'd have dialed the... Hit the bat phone, man, I'd have brought you in there and let you defend TR with some... hey, you could drink some Miller Lite with the best of them.
Hey, you know what? That's what I'm drinking right now. I'm on my second one. I got the bottle, though. No cans tonight. It's the bottle.
Yes! No question, man. No question. Now, you'll be watching that Saturday. Who you pulling for, Jarvie?
You know what, man? My sister lives in North Carolina. She's a Tar Heel.
No.
Yeah, man. I got to go with Tar Heels. Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, what up, Jarvie?
So, you know, go with them, man. I filled out a bracket. I haven't even checked it out yet. As long as North Carolina wins on the bracket, I guess I'm good. I had them playing Kansas, but Kansas, as they always do, they always drop the ball. Bill Self, man. Bill Self, Roy Williams, no matter who's the head coach at Kansas, you can count on them to choke up a little bit.
Hey, what up, dude?
Well, when I called in, Clone, what's going on with my man Cap? Is he staying in the Bay? Is he going out there to Colorado? What's going to happen?
I don't know. Several sources on it who were thinking it would happen are now saying they don't think it's likely. I don't know.
So, Clone, where you guys sitting at in the back? What do you think the chances are that 103 quarterback fall to y'all?
Say again, Jarvie.
What do you think the chances that one of the top three quarterbacks will fall to Denver?
Oh, I don't think there's any chance. They wouldn't fall. They would have to. Denver would have to trade up. No shot.
No shot. No shot, baby. No shot.
Well, there's Rome at on it, Clone. We got Cap. He can unlock this offense and take us to the atmosphere, parts unknown, or we can go with Jared Goff. Other than that, it's one of the two. You're either going with an unknown rookie or you're going with a proven vet.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. If they're really looking at you know, they could get a guy, Arch Madness predicting the Cardinals miss the playoffs. Boy, I'd love to see that. I mean, if that happens, then I feel pretty good. It's Cubbies and Buckos. But, yeah, Jarvie, how would you rate TR's bumper request here? Are you a big Judas Priest fan?
Man, I don't even know who that is. I'm a 31-year-old black man. Dude.
Come on, dude. I mean, more power to you, man. I mean.
I'm a 31-year-old black man, but hey, if you want to put some OJs on,
woo!
Something like that, I'm game. You want to put some Isley Brothers, I'm game, but you can't be asking a 31-year-old black man about some Judas Priest.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I didn't know, man. I thought maybe like the Rob, you know, the Rob Robinson 8-track collection. I thought maybe you might have borrowed an old Judas Priest 8-track from him.
Back hey, man, day. Rob could get down back in the day, man.
Yes.
But, like I said, man, you know, I'm ready for the draft. Obviously, I'm ready for Josh Richardson and the Miami Heat to get all up in that.
Yeah, man, that cat.
LeBron James sending, cryptic messages about he wants out of Cleveland, man. That stuff's comical to me, man. I have nothing personal against LeBron. He helped get us two championships, but you made your own bed, man. You came back home to cold-ass Cleveland, and no one still wants to go play there, man. Joe Johnson told him, no, I'm going to South Beach. I'm tired of the cold weather.
Yep.
So Josh Richardson continues to develop. I like Justice Winslow, but I tell you what, man, Josh is on a faster track to all-star status than our first-round pick, Winslow. Now, I think Winslow's going to be a nice player for us, but if guys don't know by now, man, when Josh Richardson comes down the lane, you get out of the way.
I don't disagree, Jordan. I mean, I just wish we'd have had him and punter for one more year. I mean, it'd have been and give him a point guard. You imagine, having Having Lamonte Turner and those two guys around the perimeter, I mean, this team could have done. I'm not sold on Rick Barnes, being what he was 10 years ago, but I think you or I could go over there and coach up three.
Well, I say this, as far as UT basketball goes, you know, Rick Barnes, man, he has the gravitas. I'm sure he could throw his hat in the ring with the best of them and get a five-star if that's what he truly wanted. To bring to K-Town. But you look at college basketball clone and look, man, you build your team with guys that's in your program 3 to 4 years and then you go get that one or two, elite talent, caliber players to put you over the top. With the one and done rule being in effect, you look at how Duke did it a couple years ago, some of these teams, you know, you don't need a whole bunch of McDonald All-Americans, one and done guys. But you sprinkle in a couple of them. You've got some seasoned vets that can get you through the regular season, kind of get you through the conference season a little bit. That's how you win in college basketball today. I think some of Krzyzewski's best teams in the one-and-done era were really teams that were laden with veterans sprinkled in with a Kyrie or someone like that, just a couple of guys that can get you over the top. The way Kentucky won their championship. They had some one and done, but they had some veterans on their teams as well. They might have been in a program for 2 years, but at least they were able to get them through the grind, as Buzz Jones like to say.
Oh, absolutely. It's critical. I mean, it's a maturation process too, Jarvey.
Yeah, man, and as far as UT football and Butch Jones, Debbie Downer, with what's going on with that Title IX crap, man, I'm just trying to ignore that. Hopefully Coach Jones can stick around. You know, we're trying to get D'Angelo Gibbs, number one player out of Georgia, trying to get him to come up here, part of that Dale Carter family tree. We're trying to lock down the in-state, Jeremy Stevens, the one player in the state. Got T. Higgins over in Oak Ridge, Beano's neck of the woods. All this Debbie Downer type stuff, man, with, disgruntled employees and, Butch Jones, what he knew, what he didn't know. College football couldn't come sooner, man. I'm tired of this crap.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just tired of not having a point guard, Jarvey. I mean, we've been having this conversation for, since we were
since we were down there back there and down there at Central, at South Central studio down there with where Beeve nearly fell in. I mean, I tell you what, I hope they got that. I hope whenever they demolish that building down there, I don't even know if it's still standing. But
It's still there.
Or still there?
Yep.
Well, maybe they replaced that that half broken toilet seat. I mean. I think,
last time I remember J-Bay went in there, man, and, tried to clean that bathroom up a little bit. Yeah. You know, that's the most work I've ever seen them do, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd, definitely wear a hazmat suit or something if I was going in there. I mean, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, I did have a key to that place. I don't know where it's at now. Hopefully, some bomb didn't get it.
There you go. Jarvey, man, I got one more to get, and then we got, some exit music. Queued up, my brother.
All right, well, I'm gonna keep drinking this Miller Lite, taking it to the head.
There you go, man. Appreciate you, man. Hey, who we got right here? Final call.
When it comes to music, I'm a 59-year-old black man, and I don't know who Judas Priest is either.
Oh my goodness, this is some weight coming in here now.
Yeah, well, thanks, Clown. I've been trying. I've been on the treadmill and stuff, but.
Oh, pun intended. Ha! Ah. Nah, you look good, Beano. I kid you, you're not a Don Zimmer lookalike. I was just joking.
Popeye. T.R. said that little Popeye. I was hoping he was talking about my forearms and not my face.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Yeah, there you go. Well, you do eat spinach all the time, I noticed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's one of my favorites. Connie, I appreciate you passing along the word about the move.
Yes.
Back to 1180, and we had a great run at WJBE. They were good to us.
Absolutely.
I'll always be appreciative of what they did, and, you know, 1180 came in timely here as well.
Yes, so, no question.
I'm a Tony Crony. I just go where the ship
Tony goes. Crony, there you go. We got some shirts up for that. Hey, real quick, though, rumor has it that, of course, the draft sorry that I wasn't able to attend that last weekend, but it sounded like it worked out. Brownie Boy drafted him a team. He was excited. Tony B, though, tells me, walking in tonight, that he tells me he's not even, he said, I don't even have to set my lineup. He said, this team is loaded. Is Tony B, is he just pulling the wool over me? What's the deal there? Tony B, did he blow it up at the draft?
He told you a half truth there. He doesn't have to set his lineup because Anthony does that for him. Now, whether they have any bang up squad or not is anybody's guess. And now that Anthony's discovered girls, Tony might need to discover the location of his lineup page just in case he ever has to do that.
Oh, Beano, what did you think about, do you want to throw one out? You're obviously, you're a baseball mind. Soaked up with just a ton of knowledge of baseball. Beano, give us maybe one that you think, without being too much of a homer and giving us excluding your pinstripes, give us somebody maybe that somebody's not talking about. Who's a guy that you're going to go, wow, you know, Beano told us that was a guy coming into the year that's just going to really take off. It could be a Yankee.
Wow. Let me give you something I don't believe is going to happen that people are talking about, Clowney. And this isn't just my hatred for the organization. I love the Red Sox young players.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of longing for the day, and it'll come here in year after next, when the Yankees kind of go that route.
Yep.
Because I'm sick of watching them 162 old timers games. But for anyone to look at the Red Sox starting staff and to say they're going to win the American League East, I mean, just about everybody's claiming they're going to win the American League East.
I know.
You're not winning the American League East when Buchholz is your number two starter.
No.
You're not doing it.
I agree. And I don't think they have the. I will agree with that. I think they're going to score plenty of runs. I think their defense is improved, but I'm like you. I think outside of, after Price, you know, Say Buckholz gets back to 14 where he was at. Yeah, then you could make an argument, but I don't see it. I think you've seen a decline with him, velocity down. I think Henry Owens isn't quite ready yet. I think Eduardo Rodriguez is probably 2 years from now. I think he's going to be a solid number three. I don't think he'll ever be an ace, but I think that if they had the Yankees bullpen, and a lot of teams wish they did, even though Miller, you know, might miss a little time, I think he'll be fine, but you just, I'm not sure that this bullpen, including Kimbrel, I've not seen it with Kimbrel last year. I thought he was still good, but I don't think he has it. You know as well as I do, Beano, you've talked about this more than anybody else on the air talks about kickers and relievers. It's just hard.